Highline Security. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Yarbrough here with you this Wednesday, July the 28th, the year 2010, of my Lord and Savior, the Lord and Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There is no King but King Jesus. The thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. All been done before. We just change the actors on the stage. The technology and the terminology change a little, but oh well, we'll just continually repeat the mistakes of history over and over again, never ever seeming to learn. So since there's nothing really new going on, a few housekeeping notes. National conference call for the farmers. We're still going at it every Saturday and Tuesday at 5 p.m. Mountain, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, and 4 Pacific. You can call and join in with us at 712-451-6000. 712-451-6000, conference number 123462. 123462. Also want to thank First Amendment Radio at firstamendmentradio.com for rebroadcasting us up over their satellite and internet network. And we thank all you listeners out there at firstamendmentradio.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces the design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Are the evils still sufferable, or does it have to get worse? Are you just sitting around consenting and saying, oh, what a wonderful trail down the yellow brick road we have ahead of us? Yeah. Wake up, people. Wake up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with my guest, Brother Gregory Williams, with his Holy Church, here on the American Freedom Network.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Humble Eyes reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Back. The show is To Free America here on the American Freedom Network. And we need your help, so folks, we need your help. Simple as that. Keep the lights on, the phones going, and the squirrel, well, fed, clothed, and cooled off out there running in his cage. So, to do that, you can do that in several ways. You can call Michael, 800-205-6245, order a copy of today's show, past shows we've done, other shows here on the network. That helps us out. You can make your pledge on your plastic. You can pick up that envelope and address it to AFN, P.O. Box 1750, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, Federal Occupation Zone, 80534. Throw your check, your money order in there. Fraudulent reserve notes, we'll take those for the moment. Canadian dollars, euros. You could even throw in some just weights and measures, gold and silver coin. Tell your friends, family, tune in, 1360 AM. At the very least, make note of the advertiser's phone numbers. Give them a call. And say thank you for supporting American Freedom Network. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams out there in wonderful, cool, and tropical Summer Lake, Oregon. Welcome, Brother Gregory.
Glad to be here. I'm not sure it's tropical.
Is it cool?
It was early this morning, but it's gotten hot and muggy this afternoon, so I was fucking bales till just a few minutes before we went on air.
I was reading in Jeremiah today. I guess we can start out with this. Unless you had something specific, special you wanted to talk about.
Well, one thing before we are done with the show, I thought I would mention the fact that I talked to a major seed dealer this week. This guy travels all over the world in the line of his business of buying and selling seeds. And he was saying that crops have failed in the southern hemisphere. Crops had failed in Poland because it was too dry, and Italy because it was too wet. Somebody in our own network, they said that corn was doing great in North Dakota. It was up real high. They were actually going to harvest early. And then they had a windstorm that knocked a large portion of it down. We don't know yet how extensive that damage is, but once corn goes down, becomes almost impossible to harvest. And these things happen every year anyway. But when I used to work on wheat farms some 30, 35, 40 years ago in North Dakota, we had in this country 6 years of grain stored in silos on the farms all over the country. We were exporting huge amounts of grain all over the world. Now everybody all over the world is growing grain, and they've created a system where they don't store what they used to have. Back in Nixon's administration, they changed agricultural policy, and they didn't know, they no longer encourage farmers to store large amounts of grain when they had bumper crops. And about a year ago, I was telling people there's only about 6 months' supply in the pipeline at any given time because they're harvesting everywhere in the world all the time. Well, this seed buyer says there isn't 32 days in the pipeline. That's a very small margin in the world for the operation. He says he's never seen, he's been at this, he's about ready to retire. He's been in this business all his life. And he can't believe that things are operating in such a precarious way. If you have any kind of major crop failures or shortages, which you very well could in the next few years because we're going into solar max and we always have unusual weather, too wet, too dry, can ruin crops like wheat and grains. And the world is just like oblivious, headed for this precipice of possible worldwide famine. And everybody's just trying to make a buck, and nobody's thinking the way they should be thinking. And if people were to start to stock up on things like that now, while we still do have good crops, it would encourage more people to plant, and we would start to create our own reserve, and that would give us a buffer in case we come on to a period of time on this planet where we actually have such freaky weather that we don't produce enough to eat. So,
well,
I think that should be a top story, but evidently Fox News hasn't grabbed onto it yet.
No, they're not talking about it. I've been talking about it, and the guests I have on have been talking about the coming famine because we know it's coming. The Lord said it would. That we've been only talking about it for the last, 10 years. In the agricultural policies of we're right back to James. We refuse to pay the producer a legal price as written in the law. I mean, every month they publish the prices. But they're doing everything to bring about this famine.
Absolutely. And the fact is that the policies that the government had before were it was really a couple of simple ones. And it was that they would buy in surplus years when the grain crops were coming from Texas to North Dakota, they were harvesting grain. They'd start down in Texas, and the custom combiners would work their way up. And the grain markets would be flooded with these huge crops because we were so good at producing farm commodities in this country. And the price would begin to drop because nobody had places to put it.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Talk more about this worldwide famine at your doorstep, folks. Stay tuned.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched, and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And we're back. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. The website's hisholychurch.org, .info, and .net. hisholychurch.org. And Jesus answereth and saith unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. The seed, your seed guy you were talking to says 32 days of food. And then we have the multinational corporations trying to take control of all of the seeds, which would be all of the control of who gets them and who doesn't.
Yeah, that's one of the scariest things that I've seen in a long time. You know, we've had people predicting that trouble was coming for a long time. Of course, you had your Y2K, and people said, oh, well, nothing happened, so they act like nothing can happen. But the reality is, like I said, when I was a boy, a loaf of bread was 10 cents. When I was a boy, that 10 cents was real silver. When I started working on those wheat farms, there was 6 years of grain stored in these huge silos. Somebody just actually sent me a thing pointing out that these silos, you can go buy them now, those little round silos, and people are turning them into nice little fancy vacation homes. They shouldn't be doing that. They should be filling them up with grain. And the agricultural policy that I was mentioning, which was changed by Nixon, is they no longer, the government would buy their grain crop at a going rate, you know, $4 a bushel or something like that. And then they would seal it up in these silos, and you had to provide the silo. And then when you, when the price of grain went back up again a little bit because of the fact that, you know, there might be a bad crop one year, or it's later in the year when nobody's harvesting grain in the United States, well, then you would buy the crop back at slightly more than you paid for it, but less than what the market is, and you would make money back again. And so it kept farmers solvent for years and years, and they withdrew that. Now, personally, I don't think it was a good thing that the government was doing this. I think the people should have been doing it, that people should have formed grange co-ops and bought grain by investing in their own farmers and then selling it back at low rates of interest. So they're loaning money to the people that are feeding them.
Oh, but I'd rather support the farmers down in Mexico, and I'd rather support the farmers over in China. I'd rather support the farmers, well, let's see, down in Brazil than I would to make sure that we can feed ourselves.
Yeah, I'd rather buy from those guys, what you're saying in your facetious sort of way, is that I would rather buy from those foreigners at a few cents less so that I can afford to buy a big screen TV.
Absolutely. There, we got it all figured out.
But, you know, the, something's going to give. This is the most precarious situation this country has ever been in. And you're right about the GMOs and the seed machines that used to clean all the seeds. They're gone. You know, there's some around. We actually were going to purchase one for our local church. Anyway, that's another phone going off. They're going off left and right.
Yes.
But anyway, the this we've just got a huge amount of difficulty coming, and it doesn't take a crystal ball to figure it out. It's just extremely precarious situation for our society to be in, and the fact is it's worldwide now. I don't know what anybody's going to do. And then you've got millions upon millions of people living in cities. They couldn't grow gardens if they wanted to. They don't know how to grow gardens. Everything is dependent.
That's a biggie. Okay, you know, I've done all the shows on buy your seeds, buy your seeds. Go out there and plow up, dig up a corner of the backyard or whatever. But, you know, we've been gardening for 20 years. Some years really, really great. Some years are really, really bad. And it's you really don't know. And you don't learn it over. I mean, turning the soil over and throwing a seed in there, there's a lot more to it.
Yeah, it's get rid of that phone. Just tossed it out the door. Don't know how to shut it off. Somebody's calling when they should be listening to your show.
Yes.
But, there's apathy is the great killer in this country today. And that's why, you know, we know we just can't wake up everybody. They don't want to listen. They want to go to the lake or they want to go watch the game. And so we're saying, well, God must be working on the hearts of some people, and they certainly are. Some people are waking up. We don't want to make people paranoid. We don't want people to be moving from fear. But there's a little wisdom, a little common sense here. People are so out of touch with where their food comes from and their what sustains them in this life. You have to kind of wonder what they're thinking, and most of them aren't. So we're looking for those people who are thinking and trying to bring them together for better purposes. I just see the handwritings on the wall. It's happening. You've gone from 6 years to a few years to a few months to now to 32 days worth of wheat in the pipeline. You hit the bottom there where all of a sudden some of these major companies can't buy the wheat that they want to buy. You're going to start seeing a panic. You're going to see hoarding, and then you're going to see a great excuse for martial law. And I've always told people to think, oh, well, you got to store up guns. If they got your food, if they got your bread, they'll get your guns. You need that bread. It's famine. That's how the Roman emperors rose to power, controlling the price of grain. That's how the Pharaoh got power over to Israel and brought them into the bondage of Egypt, was unavailability of grain. That is key to almost every rise of tyranny. What was it, wheelbarrow loads of bread, of money to buy a loaf of bread in Germany before World War II? Everybody thought, well, it's just inflation. Well, we may have inflation, but the reality is it was that bread that was that's the driving force. Because if you don't have something to eat, people, then they'll be in a panic and woke up.
Trying to find it here, I think, in James, where some will be saved by fear. You know, I've told folks over and over again that, you know, when you go to the grocery store, buy that extra little bag of lentils or beans or rice or, you know,
go over there to the dry goods section and just get you a 5-gallon bucket and start filling it up. And when that's full, fill another one up. And you just buy a couple little extra things every time you go. Because, you know, they can issue all these food stamps and everything else. But if there's no food on the shelves, I guess you could eat those. But, oh, it's not edible anymore. It's a plastic card.
Well, if you put a little honey on it, it'll go down easier. But
okay.
One of the things we were going to do it anyway before we found out this information, and it's just kind of miraculous. I knew we were headed for trouble, but I didn't realize it was quite this bad until I ended up having an opportunity to sit down and talk with this seed guy, which is somebody in the network, called me up, and a set of circumstances beyond my control allowed me to actually talk to this fellow, very reasonable fellow. And he has been contacted by people in churches from where he lives, which is quite a ways away from us. They asked him to buy grain that they could consume, used for making bread. And he said, okay, well, you got to put together a 30,000-pound order because I only deal in bulk. I don't usually deal in grain. That wasn't one of his seed commodities. And they put it together. He ordered 50,000 pounds, came in. It was gone in a couple of days. Ordered another 50,000, and it just disappears. So some people are stocking up. So anyway, at our retreat, we were going to put in a good-sized order so that people could take home with them whatever grain they want. But they have to let us know so that we order the right amount. And it's going to be first-come, first-serve basis. But we're also going to be showing people how to store grain, how to grind it, how to bake it. It's way better for you than that flour you're buying in the stores and the cereals you're buying in the stores. And people don't know that, and it's better for your children. And so we're trying to encourage people to be, you know, be what those early Christians were, which were the healthiest, most efficient, most giving, most caring group of people on the face of the earth. I don't know how good they sang in their churches, but as a matter of fact, they weren't even building churches in those early days. They were building community. The church was made of living stones in the early days. Now we've got crystal cathedrals, and we have gone a long ways away. But the famine's coming anyway.
Now, this guy, this seed buyer, is he mainly dealing with the major grain crops, wheat, corn, barley, rye?
Actually, he deals mostly with grass seeds and those kinds of commodities. That's his, you know, forte. But they deal in huge volumes. It's staggering to think of the amounts. I mean, they have giant warehouses that they deal in. The grain he has got into simply to help people out. He buys it from an outfit that makes grain, actually cleans grain for human consumption. Everything from barley for making malt to making breads. And his wife's big into home-baked breads, too. And so, you know, he doesn't even try to make money on the deal. He just covers their cost of shipping. And that just for our local area. We're trying to get other people in Texas through the network to find people in their own area because they grow grain in Texas. They grow rice.
Well,
they grow wheat.
Speaking of Texas, this is confirmed. I had it confirmed from two sources about a little over a month ago when the harvest was going strong down there that the wheat crop, some of it was being even rejected by the elevators because the protein content was so low.
Was that due to weather?
Some of it's due to weather, but some of it's due to the variety. I mean, we don't have GMO wheat yet, but some of it's due to the varieties of we're going to produce quantity instead of quality.
Right. Well, the wheat that we're getting, he gave me some samples, 5 bags, to try out, and it's a very storable, it's a hard wheat, but it's a hard white wheat, and it looks really good, makes delicious bread.
Stay tuned, folks. Question, comment, 877-254-7524. That's the number. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Appointed Senator Michael Bennett in hot water again today. News from Washington coming in that Bennett voted against a cost of living increase for senior citizens on Social Security. So is Michael Bennett out of touch with seniors in Colorado, Mark?
That's the charge being made, Susan. Senator Michael Bennett voted against Senate Amendment 3353 that would have provided senior citizens with a $250 increase in their Social Security. And that has some senior citizens furious.
He voted to bail out Wall Street, and now he won't help folks like us who depend on Social Security? Senior citizens need to send Michael Bennett a message that this is not acceptable.
Thank you for that report, Mark, and we'll have new reports later.
Paid for by New Leadership in Colorado. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. New Leadership in Colorado is responsible for the content of this advertising. TheBennettRecord.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org.net and .info. You can sign up there, get sign up for the newsletter. You can sign up for the networking system. Need to do that, folks. Need to know your neighbors. The books, Thy Kingdom Comes, Covenant of the Gods, and the Free Church Report, also the newest one, The Higher Liberty, all available on the web. But if you want them in hard copy, you can, let's see, they're 25 fraudulent reserve notes. You still take those, right?
Yeah, we take them and give them away as quick as we can.
Okay. 25 fraudulent reserve notes, send that to His Holy Church, Box 10, His Holy Church, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone, 97640. 97640. And your retreat is coming up here when?
I think it's 26th and 28th of September. There'll be people coming before and staying a little bit longer, but it's centered around that particular week in September.
September what again?
As the 26th through 28th, you know, there'll be people coming from Australia as early as the 17th. I guess there's some people trying to come from New York, want to come from South Carolina, and I really don't know how many people are coming all together. Nobody's actually giving me a number. They're supposed to be working on that, but we've got about 1,000 acres to camp on. We've got some facilities, you know, with showers and restrooms and stuff like that, and we're going to see what we can do if we can't make this a real annual event. We had an event like this last year, but it was last minute. This one we're putting a little bit more time into and seeing if we can't get the numbers up, because we certainly got the space for them.
You guys are also working on affordable housing.
Well, we're building yurts, and we actually have a couple other ideas for building housing, quick housing, but we are building yurts at, we have two sites. One is campingyurts.com, and the other one is Yurt City. Yurt City is operated completely through the church, and we're just getting off the ground with that. We've got a few of them made and already sold them, so... We've got to start ramping up production.
Well, someone out there doing something, producing something in the midst of this depression.
Yeah, well, we've got more work to do. It doesn't all make a lot of money. We live in a very poor area, but we've got a lot of work to do. Of course, we gear it towards a direction that is pretty recession-proof. Producing food, producing shelter, producing the essentials, because we think there actually is a bill in front of Congress I just heard about again this morning. They've had it floating around for a long time, but it's about drafting everybody from 18 years old. And if you don't want to do military, you still have to do mandatory government service. That sounds a lot like work camps. But it's only during time of war. But you can start a war at a drop of a hat these days. So
let's see. We've only been at war for 76 years, if we count from 1933. And we've only been at war if we count all the way back to Reconstruction and the 14th Amendment.
Right, we've been in pretty much a state of emergency the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's a joke to say that this is only during time of war, because all it takes is somebody says, well, we're at war. You're all drafted.
We're at war with poverty, and we're going to make sure that you're not in poverty, so off to the work camp.
Yep. They're going to find you a job.
We're going, oh man. Question or comment, folks, 877-254-7524. Are you preparing? Are you looking at this as what's really coming down the line? We got a caller. Who we got?
Yeah, this is Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Actually, this just came up with a lady that I will occasionally take down to the local church food bank to help her out. And what they had to give her this last time was, I was amazed at how little they actually had. It was, and, you know, while she was getting her stuff, I was talking to one of the volunteers, and they were saying that they've just been absolutely overwhelmed with the amount of people that have been in, and how it's changed from, you know, the people that are, you know, ill, or to people that are literally just lost their jobs and are, you know, like a year ago would be, you know, down at the mall buying from the designer store. And they just weren't sure what they were going to be doing the next week for what they were going to hand out.
Yes.
So anyway, it's already made it down to the well, it's difficult at the food banks as well. So I just thought,
yeah, I think you're just seeing the tip of the iceberg on that. It really isn't bad yet, but when it gets bad, everybody will know, and people will welcome work camps, and they'll just line up. And that's one of the things we have our own FEMA. It's called Faith Emergency Management Auxiliary, and every congregation is a part to it. Someone said on one of the groups, well, we don't really have our Faith Emergency Management Auxiliary yet. And, well, if we have congregations, we have it. Because in the church, we don't create another agency. We are the agency. We are the government. And we have to take care of one another. So we talk about our FEMA, we're just talking about a concept of responsibility within the congregations, and we need to have that. And we need to have that in place because all these other government services and food banks are going to be absolutely overwhelmed.
I had another question that was on a little bit, quite a bit of a different subject, but on the on this radio station, actually on this show, it's been brought up a number of times about marriage licenses and that sort of thing, and there's no way I even want to participate with state, county, any of these scumbags. And I just had a couple of questions biblically as far as specifics about talking about, you know, participating in marriage with the government or, you know, that sort of thing, and just kind of specifics about name change, that sort of thing.
Stay with us, Rick.
All
right. We'll be right back after these brief messages here on the American Freedom Network.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Brush Housing Authority reminds our listeners that respect and care for senior citizens is everyone's responsibility. This summer, when temperatures can be dangerous, you can help prevent a tragedy by going to a senior's home or apartment to see if their air conditioning or fan is in proper working order. Your help is needed and appreciated, and it only takes a minute. That's from Brush Housing Authority, who says our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046. That's 842-5046.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Pastor Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church
is holychurch.org, .net, .info. Go to the networking and sign up there. We got caller Rick online.
Yes. I just was wondering your comments on that. Or where do I begin looking biblically, and how you handle that in your particular church?
You haven't read our Holy Matrimony versus Marriage?
No.
Okay. We have a booklet that's on the net. It's also found in the very first chapter of the book, The Covenants of the Gods. It's all downloadable for free, but just look for Holy Matrimony versus Marriage. That goes into a detailed explanation of the three-party contract offered you by the state as a civil contract, where you, your spouse, and the state become members of this thing called marriage. That didn't used to exist. You used to go to church and get married. And it still is a civil contract, but not through the state. It's a civil contract in the sense that you have two witnesses that sign that you are marrying this woman and this woman is marrying you, and you both have permission of your parents and your families to get married, and that was holy matrimony. That is recognizable. We have another booklet, it's free online, the International Acceptance of Holy Matrimony. We have documents that we offer that people can use. But we encourage people, if you're going to do this, in order to make this marriage really recognizable, you need to do it within a free congregation of people, because those people become the witness that bona fides, solemnizes that union between you and your spouse.
But
we have extensive information on that, but just look for that article, and then it'll lead you to another one.
This three-way contract, okay, between the man, the wife, and the government, they have kicked God out of, because it's a three-way contract between the man and the wife and God.
Well, it's the little G God.
Yeah, that's right. We have an article on that, too. We explain it in pretty good detail. I don't know anybody who explains it better, in my opinion. I'm not blowing my own horn, but everything we write down, there's footnoted. This isn't our opinion. This is the that it's a three-party contract. It's the opinion of bar associations, the judges, and the International Acceptance of Holy Matrimony. We quote the cases that show you that that is valid. But the state isn't a party to holy matrimony, because unless you're a church, most churches won't marry you in holy matrimony.
That's what I'm finding.
The state. They go down and get permission to fill out state documents, and they're actually working as officers of the state. And I don't care if it's Protestant churches or Catholic churches or what. They're not working for Christ when they marry you. They're working for the state.
That's what I'm running into. I guess my other question is, she also, wants to take my last name, and there again, I can't stand doing anything with any government agency. Every time I get near them, it's a half a day of garbage, and you feel you can't take enough showers afterwards. I've had it, and I'm just kind of curious for
basically what the government is supposed to do is make a record so that you're born. They might make a record. I mean, there were birth certificates around in Rome way back even before Augustus Caesar. But as Rome became a socialist state, the records became the proof that you were eligible for benefits, and that's what the state is doing now. By the time you had Marcus Aurelius, birth certificates weren't an option anymore. It was required by law that you got a birth certificate within 30 days. We're just repeating history. You should be getting all your documents from a free government called the church. But most churches have become something else. But that's what you know, that's what baptism was all about. It was recognition by your peers that you are who you are, say you are, and you would get your name at that point. This was a government. The church was a government, but it operated by faith, hope, and charity. The church, in its truest sense, is the only and last true republic, pure republic, anyway, because it's the only one who have leaders that are actually titular. The United States government, those leaders aren't titular. Those leaders exercise authority. They take your sons and daughters. They take the first fruits of your labor and the best of your fields. And the reason why is what they tell you in Samuel 8, because you've rejected God. But most churches don't know how to be the church established by Jesus Christ, which is why we wrote another book, which is free on the net, to explain how they were actually doing this. Well footnoted, show you right in the text of the Bible and in history what that early church was doing. It was setting people free. The churches you got on your corners here, they're delivering you back into bondage.
Is there a website that has churches that are more along these lines opposed to the 501c3 churches? Is there a place to begin to look?
No, there is no. That doesn't seem to be. And I've looked for it, and I've even tried to get together with guys like Twella and some of these other guys, but they don't seem to want to do it. So that's why we started the network. We're not starting a new church. You don't join His Holy Church. You don't become. It's not a corporate membership or anything. It's a network of people that are seeing what you evidently are seeing, what I'm seeing, what Randy's seeing, and we're just trying to put you in contact, and we'll show you how to form those local congregations. They're all in-house, you know, in-home congregations, but they're although we have some that are getting a little bit bigger, but even the bigger groups, we tell them, divide your congregations up into these 10 family groups because you can't keep track. You can't do a good job unless you do that. So the early church was a network. Early Israel was a network. The altars of Abraham were a network, and that's what we have to get back to. And so that's what we're doing.
You want to stay with us, Rick?
Yes, please.
We'll be right back after these brief messages here on the American Freedom Network.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Vitamins, tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural bio-superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special
foods you
need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
And we're
back. My guest, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. Find out more at hisholychurch.org, .info, and .net. And we've got Rick still online with us.
Yeah, but you're talking about finding a church or finding somebody to do this. Our joke was that if I put her in a suit, then I'm sure we'd have got people lining up for a civil union. I mean, it's just without the small g getting involved, it's been very difficult to find somebody that's interested in helping us.
Well, I know there's a network forming right up there in Loveland.
Okay.
And just go to the website, hisholychurch.info, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, you can go to .org. It's probably the most update now is the .org site. But there's a little guy up there at the top throwing a net. Click down that and then look for Colorado at the local net, how to find a local group. And I think it's probably Dan will be the guy to get a hold of. But you just join that network, and people will help you out, try to get in touch with you. They're having meetings, and it's growing.
Okay.
I mean, every day there are people signing up now, half a dozen at a time sometimes. So it's starting to develop some momentum.
Yeah, Loveland's not too bad. I'm getting out of Longmont. A lot of it is for, it's not a good place to live anymore, so I'm heading farther south. But
we have people moving from one group. Someone's moving from the Carolinas, and they're moving out to Missouri. Well, we had another group there already forming, so.
All right.
And they're all linked. See, you pick a contact minister, that contact minister, we put him in a group with other contact ministers. So you can actually be driving through from one state to the other, have trouble, get a hold of your contact minister within a few minutes, you can get a hold of another guy. And we might get there before AAA. But it takes people doing it. We don't need people sitting on the sidelines. We need people actually actively caring about others. And those who don't, we don't really want them in the network, so they can go watch the game.
Yeah. One last thing, and I'll let you go. You mentioned birth certificates. I had to go into their temple there and get a birth certificate for one of the kids. And they don't say birth certificate anymore. They're now like Obama. They say certificate of live birth. I found that a little interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Marcus Aurelius required that you get that certificate of live birth. That was 160 A.D. He had the worst human rights record of any emperor for persecuting Christians because they wouldn't get it. And you had to get it at the Temple of Saturn, which was just a government agency. All these temples were just government agencies. So, you know, the idea that you're making it kind of a metaphor, you're right on. Those are your priests. That's who you go to.
And like you said, you feel slimy as soon as you walk in, and for me, I can't wait to get out the door.
Authority one over the other. They're not really servants. If you want servants, you have to create an organization based on service. And that's what they called faith, hope, and charity and the perfect law of liberty. We're against the motto, if we build it, they will come. If they make us build it, we don't want them to come.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much.
Rick, thanks for calling. And we've got a caller holding online. Stay with us. We'll get to you right after the news. Here on the American Freedom Network, question, comment, phone lines are open, 877-254-7524 is the number. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer has weighed in on the ruling on the state's new immigration law. Dave Fasiri has more.
Saying she's disappointed in Judge Susan Bolton's ruling, Governor Brewer says the state will take a close look at every provision that was removed from the law by the judge. Brewer says the state will soon file an appeal with the Ninth Circuit Court in San Francisco. Earlier today, Bolton struck down some portions of SB 1070, including the provision that requires police to ask about a suspected illegal immigrant status. Meanwhile, protesters in downtown Phoenix are gathered to oppose the measure due to take effect tomorrow. Dave Fasere, Phoenix.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is bringing back furloughs for thousands of state workers until California passes a budget. He released a new executive order today that requires state workers to take 3 unpaid days off per month starting next month. Schwarzenegger says he's trying to conserve cash as the state faces a $19 billion deficit. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-584-1095.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-584-1095. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-584-1095. That's 800-584-1095.
The judge has said he doesn't expect a quick verdict, so it could be a long wait before former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich and his brother learn their fate. Jurors in Chicago have begun deciding whether Blagojevich tried to sell a nomination to President Barack Obama's former Senate seat.
In the dry language of the jury instructions is much of the case. Things like the jury was allowed to make, quote, reasonable inferences, unquote. It's the crux of the prosecutor's argument that just because Rob Blagojevich didn't come right out and ask for money in exchange for signing a bill or approving state aid doesn't mean that isn't exactly what he was doing. And it reminds you of the hurdles that the jury has to overcome to find him guilty.
Oklahoma will get its first woman governor in November. Republican Congresswoman Mary Fallon and Democratic Lieutenant Governor Jerry Askins won their respective primaries yesterday. Such face-offs are rare. New Mexico's race for governor will also feature 2 women, but only Nebraska and Hawaii have had such races before. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And we're back with the second hour of To Free America here on the American Freedom Network, and we need your help, folks. Simple as that. We need your help. Keep the lights on, the phones going, and the squirrel fed out there running in his cage and the transmitter so this signal goes out to you. You can do that in several ways. You can give Michael a call there at 800-205-6245, 800-205-6245. Make your pledge on your plastic, call and order a copy of today's show, past shows we've done, other shows here on the network that helps us out. You can pick up that envelope and address it to AFN, P.O. Box 1750, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, Federal Occupation Zone 80534, 80534. You can throw your check, your money order in there. Some fraudulent reserve notes, we'll still take those. You could even throw in some just weights and measures, gold and silver coin, and that would really help. At the very least, tell your friends and family to tune in to 1360 AM and call the advertisers and say thank you for supporting American Freedom Network. And if I forgot the top of last hour, I want to thank First Amendment Radio at firstamendmentradio.com for rebroadcasting us up over their satellite and internet network. Also, Brother Gregory Williams, his show up there on First Amendment. Just look at the schedule and find out. HisHolyChurch.org is the website, and we've got a caller online. Who we got?
Hi, this is Rick in Denver.
Hello, Rick.
I just wanted to report for the benefit of the previous Rick that lay people may perform a wedding ceremony in Colorado. I don't know if he's aware of that or not. But
actually, I could tell you, in Colorado, you are considered marriage for INS purposes if you simply cohabitate. Colorado and I think North Carolina are probably the most liberal. They recognize a marriage if you simply cohabitate, and, but you have to be able to prove you're cohabitating, you know, like motel receipts or something.
A receipt from the Motel 6, maybe.
Yeah.
I
know somebody
like
in the Dakotas who did that.
I'd also like to report
their,
that I just signed up with a local group, so I'm anxious to get in touch with them and see what I can do. You know, the church, the people just don't know. The people aren't prepared. They don't know what's coming. They don't see any reason to worry. And when the S hits the fan, so to speak, I won't be able to help them all. And so I'm just looking to what I can do. I feel that God hasn't pointed out this station and listen to all this stuff that you gentlemen talk about for no reason. you know, so I can keep it to myself. I may be even called upon to be a leader someday. I don't know.
Well, in the network that we're putting together, that's what we're looking for is leaders. And we're looking for volunteers. If you get two other guys that recognize that you seem to have your act together, we'll recognize you as a leader and put you in touch with other leaders. So, but it's about doing. It's not about, you know, somebody give you a badge or an election sticker to put on your lapel. It's about doing, and really quick you start finding out who are the doers and who are just the talkers.
All right, well, thanks, and God bless.
Thanks for the call.
Rick, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. 877-254-7524. That's the number. Question or comment, give us a call. Your latest book, The Higher Liberty, have you got it, the final version out?
Yeah, the final version is 144 pages, but it's, you know, it's, the pages are half the size. It's a, what would be 5.5 by 8.5, something like that.
Right.
And it's on, actually, we do have PDFs of it. If you join the network, you can get them from the local contact ministers. Of course, you can buy them from us, but they're only $15 from us. I'm putting it up in HTML. I haven't finished that. But you can actually go to a link and it'll take you through the different chapters. But there's a lot of chapters in that.
Yes. We've got another caller. Who we got?
This is Doug in Longmont.
Hello, Doug.
Hey, this is actually info for Rick as well. It sounded like he might be looking for a safe church or something to hook up with. I couldn't fully understand where he was coming from, but, there's a church in Boulder on the corner of J Road and 28th that is fully legit, safe, only preaches the word, and it's I go there, and I live in Longmont as well.
A legit church in Boulder?
Yes.
Yes, well, praise the Lord.
Yes, newdayboulder.org is the web address, and it's awesome, both Bible-based, and that's it. Love it.
Are you guys forming your network?
We are starting to. It's a fine line between scaring people. You know, you don't want to let out too much. You just want to let God lead you in who you talk to and what you want to talk about. But more and more people are waking up and becoming aware. And God is drawing people to the churches because even people that don't have a Christ-centered relationship are very aware of the corruption and the lies, and they want answers, and they want real answers.
Amen.
So if Rick's still listening, that's a great place if he's looking for somewhere that's within 10 minutes of where he lives, and highly recommend going there.
Well, thanks for calling, Doug.
Thank you guys for everything you're doing. Certainly appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. We got another caller. Who we got?
Yeah, hi, this is Dan from the Colorado group of His Holy Church.
Hey, Dan,
oh,
how are you?
Dan.
Good. Can you hear me okay? I'm on cell speaker.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I can barely hear you, but we've been together just a few months now up here in northern Colorado, and we're in the Loveland, Fort Collins area. And there really wasn't anything happening, and so I just put a note out to the group that, hey, let's have a meeting, and things started from there. And now what we're doing is we are about halfway through the Free Church Report, and we are on the road to becoming a congregation of record.
All right. Stay with us, Dan.
Are standing
we'll be
there
right back after these brief messages here on the American Freedom Network.
Yeah.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org is the main website. HisHolyChurch.org. Or you can write to them at Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640, Federal Occupation Zone, 97640. And we've got Dan there in Loveland, part of the network of His Holy Church.
Can you hear us, Dan?
Yeah, I can. I can hear you better now. I have the cell phone crammed in my ear, so I am hearing you okay. But really, it's about repentance, isn't it? It's about returning to where we should be as a church.
Yeah, and faith is an action word, in the way I see it. So if you're going to live by faith instead of by force, which is the way everybody else is doing it, it requires that you take action, and it's going to be a different kind of action than people have been doing for the last 50 to 100 to 150 years here in America, because they've been turning around, going away from this. People are astounded to find out what the early church in America was actually doing. They think they're all doing the same things that they're doing today, but we've been slowly getting away from that so far. It's just ridiculous. One thing I wanted to say, now Dan's up there in the Loveland area. There are other people all over the network just looking to form groups, and we're not very big. We've only been doing this a very short period of time. We have a lot more people on our newsletter than we have in the network, but it's growing, and the nature of it, it's filtering out those do-nothing people. The other thing is, we don't require you to leave your existing congregations. If you have a congregation like the last guy mentioned, somewhere, just a couple people in that congregation get on this network, and then we'll be linked up. We'll be sharing information. We will be a part of this network. And we have to get away with the idea, I got my little comfortable congregation here near me, and I don't care about anybody else. We're going to need to be national, international. We got, like I say, guys coming from Australia. You can join the network anywhere in the world now. It's not as active as it should be in some places, but it's growing.
Yes,
Dan, maybe you want to mention some of the things you guys locally are doing.
Well, I was just going to say, too, that you like to refer that to the as the extended network, which it is. It's linking other people who are not necessarily HHC members together arm in arm as we walk into this thing. Well, the things, one of the things I wanted to mention is what you had mentioned Saturday on the talk show, because the subject came up about getting out of Babylon, and we all are interested in getting out of Babylon, but what you brought up was a very interesting point, and that is about getting Babylon out of us.
Yeah, we don't need any Korahs in our flock. All they do is make work for you. So, and the fact is, there's a little Korah in all of us, a little rebellion, a little selfishness, and we've got to get rid of that. And forcing us to come together by circumstance, I'm not forcing you, but the circumstances that are coming are going to force us to get together. What is it? What's that flag? Come together, or you know, hang. Oh no, it was Benjamin Franklin. You hang together or hang separately. We've got to come together. That's what the early church is. You'll find prophecies about that in the Old Testament and the New Testament. We're a scattered flock, and we need to change our ways.
Well, when I was reading my Bible this morning in Jeremiah 6, verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls.
Yeah, the old paths, the ancient paths in some translations they talk about. Problem is, today's churches aren't telling you what they were doing back then. You don't know what the ancient paths are. Modern Christendom has gone to the Pharisees and said, what was the Old Testament about? And the Pharisees had it wrong. They had it all mixed up. They wouldn't have recognized Moses if he came back. They didn't recognize Christ. And I'm afraid that a lot of modern churches have more in common with the Pharisees than they do with the early Christians. So that's why we wrote Thy Kingdom Come. And we're showing people what that early church was doing, what Abraham was doing, what Moses was doing. And they were all doing the same thing.
Well, and I think that in a lot of modern churches, most if not at all, there just is no rest. I think that the Lord stirs people. We were in a large church for a while, but after a while, the Lord finally he got through, and I was getting really uncomfortable, and you know, stepping back and coming out of it, it's difficult because you're in a trench. You're comfortable and you're used to the way that things are done, and it takes the Lord, you know, working on your heart and writing on your heart that, hey, this is not where I really want you anymore. It's where I brought you into at first, but it's not where I want you now. So it's a matter of coming out of it and finding the right thing. And what we try to do is, I'm a real believer in rubber on the road. I like the faith in action, not just sitting around being comfortable with a weekly meeting of go and sit down and feel good and come back thinking that you're filled up with the presence, you know, and then going for another week and then having to go and do that all over again. We try to work our faith in action. We had a guy that had a car that was had to be, you know, it died and had to be pushed, and so a couple of us pitched in and tried to fix his car for him. And it's just things like that. We've found a source for wheat that we made available to the group. As a matter of fact, what I want to do is, and I'm going to put this forward to this other contact ministers, is that on the way returning, if coming I-80 in Cheyenne or I-25 down from Cheyenne, if people are heading south, I want to make that wheat available to people on their way home from the retreat in Summer Lake, Oregon, so right. That they can pick it up here. I can meet them with my Suburban with bags of wheat in the back.
Right. And see, there's this is what we're doing is that it's so there's so many things that we could do. Where are we going to get our medicine? Where are we going? What kind of medicine do we get? What kind of foods? Wheat isn't the only thing I want on my diet, but we need to be that FEMA, that health education and welfare for each other. We need to be the government of the people, for the people, and by the people. But it's all through voluntarism. There is no guarantees, but you find out really quick who you can count on and who you can't. Who's going to say, I'll do it, you know it's going to get done because that guy always gets it done, as opposed to this guy over here who never gets it done. Because one is kingdom and the other guy is not kingdom. And that was very clear in the conversation Christ had with the Roman centurion. He was a get-it-done kind of guy, and that's what we need. We're looking for is active people who get her done.
Well, one of the things, if I can just contribute one more thing here, the place that we've kind of hooked up with locally, they grow their own vegetables, they have their own farm, they have greenhouses. One of the things they're working on right now is growing wheatgrass from hard red winter, which is what we have. And they're actually growing grass, and at about the, say, 3-inch level, they actually take scissors, mow it off, and then put it through a juicer, and then they have a kind of a clinic there where they are taking care of people that have cancer. And you can't say you heal anybody, but they've got up to a 70% rate of seeing those people walk out the door who have been diagnosed as terminal. But anyway,
they have got a little bit of a medical background. Not an MD, I guess, but he knows a little ways around how these things work. And we're getting more and more people that have skills and knowledge. And, you know, we have to be that storehouse ourselves. We are the temple of the of God's kingdom, individually. All you people out there in radio land. But you have to become a part. You have to figure out how you fit together to make that temple of the Holy Spirit. Because it's a living temple. It always was meant to be that way. It wasn't supposed to be a dead stone temple somewhere. It was supposed to be people. You are the church. You are the people that need to, and we need to invest in one another. That's what will pay off in the long run.
So, yeah, what we're doing is we're learning about and sharing information about things like sprouts and about this wheatgrass that you can actually do right there in a very limited space. You don't need a whole season to garden in. It can be done indoors, and it's year-round and loaded with vitamin C, oxygen, other vitamins. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that, is that we're researching things, we're finding things out, things that we can share to stay alive in these times.
Yeah, nutrition is going to be a big part of, you know, when you start having food shortages, nutrition, a lot of us are going to get in shape, I can guarantee you. I used to say America doesn't have long bread lines, but has very wide bread lines. But pretty soon it may have long and narrow bread lines. And the fact is who... We want you to be healthy. That's what the New Testament says. And there's a lot of things that we have forgotten and we don't know how to do to keep ourselves healthy and our children healthy.
Well, we're so used to King's food, but this is we're talking about ways to get back to actually cleansing foods because we all need to cleanse. There's so many toxins that we can do both at the same time. We can eat and we can cleanse.
Ah, oh, but well, those hydrocarbons are good for you.
Well, I'll get off the line, but thanks for your time.
Hey, Dan, thanks for calling.
Bless you all.
Bless
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Question, comment, phone lines are open, 877-254-7524. The old paths, the old ways, I've talked to several pastors, and they have no clue. It's always been Wednesday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. And any other time, I'm on the golf course, so don't call me.
Yeah, the Israelites, when they came into places, you know, everybody, you get the impression that somehow they just came in and conquered the area. The actual archaeology shows that that's not what took place. But these people were a superior group of people. Now, that's not what they were doing when Christ came. That was a different group of people.
Yes.
Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do. We have a caller. Who we got?
Yeah, this is Wayne and Elizabeth.
Hello, Wayne.
Hey, when you're talking about health and stuff in the network and stuff, there's two books I would recommend. One of them is titled Flood Your Body with Oxygen by Ed McCabe.
Yes.
And what he talks about is there are ways you can bring oxygen into the body, either with hydrogen peroxide or ozone or other type of supplements. And you got to be careful and know what you're doing when you do this. But because there's generally two kinds of sicknesses. You either are mineral deficient or you have a pathogen in your body. And then if you can flood your body with oxygen or filter your blood with ozone, that comes to a shock to a lot of people, but ozone is not toxic. Mother Nature uses hydrogen peroxide, oxygen, and ozone to purify the earth. So if you can flood, if you purify your blood with oxygen or ozone, you basically destroy every pathogen in the blood and stuff, because there's success records of ozone curing people with AIDS and stuff like that.
You want to stay with us, Wayne? Stay with us. We'll be right back after these brief messages here on the American Freedom Network.
Appointed Senator Michael Bennett in hot water again today. News from Washington coming in that Bennett voted against a cost of living increase for senior citizens on Social Security. So is Michael Bennett out of touch with seniors in Colorado, Mark?
That's the charge being made, Susan. Senator Michael Bennett voted against Senate Amendment 3353 that would have provided senior citizens with a $250 increase in their Social Security. And that has some senior citizens furious.
He voted to bail out Wall Street, and now he won't help folks like us who depend on Social Security? Senior citizens need to send Michael Bennett a message that this is not acceptable.
Thank you for that report, Mark, and we'll have new reports later.
Paid for by New Leadership in Colorado, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. New Leadership in Colorado is responsible for the content of this advertising. TheBennettRecord.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org is the main website. Also, .info and .net. The books, Thy Kingdom Comes, Covenant of the Gods, and the Free Church Report are all available on the website. Or if you want them in hard copy, there are 25 fraudulent reserve notes each. You can send that to His Holy Church, Box 10, His Holy Church, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone, 97640. There's also yurtcity.com. The retreat coming up September 21st,
28th?
26th.
I think it's the 26th, 28th. I actually have to go look it up. It's on the website over on the side under events. You'll find it over there. But it's that whole 24th, 25th, 26th weekend. But
okay.
Like I said, people will be showing up for the whole week before and probably for the week after.
And we've got caller Wayne from Elizabeth online. What was the other book you were talking about, Wayne?
The second book I'm talking about is a book titled Rare Earths, Forbidden Cures by Dr. Joel Wallach. And Dr. Joel Wallach, he's got he's got a degree in agriculture, and then he became a veterinarian. And then him and Marlon Perkins basically revolutionized zoos in this country. And they basically can cause any mineral-deficient disease they want in a laboratory. So if you got something wrong with you, you know, I'm trying to think of some examples here. Like he talks about varicose veins, hemorrhoids, aneurysms. They can create those in a laboratory at will with vitamin mineral deficiencies. And he can go on with, you know, copper, and he can tell you what deficiencies you get with copper. He could tell you, just when he goes through his book, it's just amazing the mineral deficiencies or the sicknesses that are caused by mineral deficiencies.
Yes,
because Dr. Joel Wallach was nominated for a Nobel Prize. He didn't win the Nobel Prize, but he was nominated for a Nobel Prize. He proved that if a mother was deficient in a certain mineral, the kid would come down with cystic fibrosis. I forget what mineral it is. It's been a long time since I read his book and stuff, but he's one of my ones that I really go to, and he happens to own a small colloidal mineral company that is worldwide and stuff, but you know, I buy his supplements and stuff. But those two books, Flood Your Body with Oxygen and Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, I think would be an excellent or a good book in someone's health arsenal, because when I was 30, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and I mean, I was down for the count. I thought my life was over, but it was by the grace of God that, God showed me the way, and, I'm almost 50 now and don't have any problems with this anymore.
Praise the Lord. Wayne, thanks for that info.
Yeah. Well, God bless you, brothers. Keep up the good work.
Hang in there.
Thank you.
And that's one of the things, too, about the old ways, Brother Gregory. There was a reason the Lord said to give the land a Sabbath rest.
Absolutely. He's talking about mineral deficiencies. We used to have a thing called white muscle out here in lambs because of the fact that we live in a selenium-poor area. And so they're selling you all kinds of selenium supplements and LC shots. You're supposed to, oh, if you don't give them those shots, you're going to have white muscle. Because they knew that it was a mineral deficiency. What we discovered that if you feed the sheep a little wheat grain in the fall when wheat would come available, even in a selenium poor area, the white muscle disappears.
Yes.
And so you could actually harvest a grain crop, turn your sheep into the field to pick up the little odds and ends of grain, and they won't have a selenium deficiency when they have their lambs 5, 6, 7 months later because they get the selenium at the right time and in a way that it will actually assimilate into the body because it's only a trace mineral.
Well, but part of the deal with the Sabbath rest of the land was the deep-rooted weeds would take hold.
Right.
And they would draw the minerals up through that plant in and grow and die over and fall down, and when they were plowed back in, you've remineralized your soil.
Right. And you, if you watch how you graze off fields, that if you overgraze, the weeds start coming in. They're trying to re-nutrify the soil. In my book, there is no such thing as a weed. Everything has a purpose.
Yes.
And we have to learn to take a look at that. You know, I have a lot of farmers around me that don't know how this all works.
Yes.
They've forgotten the old ways. So, there's a lot of people that are going back to that, and there are food supply people that have been going back to that for quite some time. I don't want to plug anybody necessarily on the show, but the Seltzers are people up in northern Oregon who have done a great deal of work in the organic and returning to that and re-nutrifying the soil. And you can drop a bag full of potato bugs on their potato plants, and they don't eat them because the plants aren't under stress.
Yes.
Because they've gone back to the old ways, and they attribute it directly to going back and reading the Bible and getting rid of the chemicals all at the same time.
The network is growing. I just feel that the time is short. The beast out there is decrying that there's, you know, all this information out there on the internet, and all of our secrets are getting out. We can't allow this. So, you know, time is short as far as being able to use the internet to network with.
Absolutely, and we've had several posts that we've circulated in the last couple of weeks on that very subject, is that we are not creating an internet network. We are using the internet to create a living network. We don't want you to plug into your computer terminals and think that you've plugged into a community. We want you to plug into each other. And that's what you see Dan was so excited about. And that's just one guy in one area. There's a lot of other people, and there's a lot of people that if they could hear this message, they would leap at it. And we just, all we're trying to do is make those contacts and those connections.
Question, comment, folks, 877-254-7524. Have you set up your network? Do you even know who your neighbors are? Maybe you better find out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 877-254-7524. Phone lines are open.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones. From additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com. Or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured. Zabel Construction.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you today. My guest, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org is the main website, also .info and .net. Thy Kingdom Comes, Covenant of the Gods, and the Free Church Report, all available on the web. And the latest book, The Higher Liberty, everything you want to know about Romans 13 and were afraid to ask. We've got all of these, I call them the FEMA preachers, that have gone out there and said, oh, sure, we'll preach the government's correct version of Romans 13 so that we can help you boys out at FEMA. We're corporations. We're part of your network.
You know, we had a few articles on that and the with newswithviews.com. I can't even remember the name of the articles, but it had to do with Romans 13 and the you know, the ministers' emergency response teams that were being formed by organizations to keep the people docile and not active. We don't want people actually doing something. but you know that things will get so bad eventually that any kind of government services will be overwhelmed. We've seen it here in this community, and fortunately in this community, people rose to the occasion and did something about it. But we're in a very rural area where people are used to doing for themselves.
You said one time that a big portion of your county population is on the dole.
Yeah, it's not so much in my little corner of the valley right here. It's a pretty large county. If you go into some of the neighboring valleys, there's 75% of the people in this county get a government check. Some of those people are actually forestry workers and state workers, but 75% of the people are getting a check. That's a huge amount. Right in the immediate area around me, I mean, we know everybody for 25 miles in any direction. And because we also live in the least inhabited county of Oregon. We're out in the high deserts. Most people don't even know there is deserts in Oregon, even though most of it is desert. But
yes.
Because we're so remote, people have just not forgotten the ancient ways of watching each other's back and taking care of each other. And so when there was an emergency, all we have is volunteer fire departments. And we actually get in trouble with the 911 people because when there's an emergency, we don't call 911. We call the guy that can help. We actually have his number. So. And they want us, oh, you got to go through the 911 dispatch. And it says, well, no, we need you right now. Get over here. And it's all volunteers out here.
Well, it's so we can keep a record of it.
I guess. It's quicker if we just call you and not call them. You know, and that's what's happened is that a lot of the people, I can't even remember the name of it, but Oregon's emergency response team is of all volunteer doctors who set up a hospital. They were the first responders at 911, first responders at Katrina. They actually get flack from the government's FEMA. And we made a video for them to appear in front of Washington, D.C. so that they could plead their case. We're the guys that show up. And the government didn't like it because it was all volunteers. There was no government real control over these guys. But they do an excellent, excellent job. So, but that's when we started realizing that we can do this better. And so we started our own FEMA. Faith Emergency Management Auxiliary, and we're looking at getting jackets too. So.
Yes, then they might get you for impersonating.
Yeah, we have to make them distinctively different. But they were quarantining our valley; they were shutting it down during a big fire. They weren't letting anybody in. The valley, and they had roadblocks up. There's not a lot of roads coming in. We told some absentee owners by phone what they were up to. And so they went down to the local fire department. The guy happened to be an ex-cop, and he says, can I borrow your yellow jackets? And they said, yeah, we got a bunch of extra ones. And so they drove up to the roadblock all wearing these firemen yellow jackets, his wife, his kids, everybody. And they just waved them through. They didn't even stop them. Because they had, and we realized then, if you got a yellow jacket, you're a god. They
yeah.
just let you go right through. We realized that, you know, you can't beat them, join them, but you got to do it with your own ID and your own system, and so that's what we've been working on. And it works. They actually, once they get to know you, they're appreciative. You know, the guys on the scene, you know, the bureaucrats off there in the office somewhere, they're all upset, but. The guys who are actually out there, you know, there's a lot of good cops and firemen who actually do a good job. And they'll want your help. And if you come organized, grassroots organized from the bottom up, they will appreciate you no end. And that will be important. You know, we have to win the hearts of the people that are sucked into this system because there's some really genuinely... good guys who've gone into government services because they wanted to be of service. But I worked for the government many years ago, and I actually quit. This is about 40 years ago, and they kept wanting to know why I was quitting. I said, because I intend to work for a living, and you don't allow that here. So, I was working for the Forest Service, so the State Force. I won't mention the state, but... it was just unbelievable, the waste and the inactivity. I didn't drink coffee, and I didn't like paperwork. So, I mean, I was in the wrong place. So I had to go look for a new career.
A new career?
Yeah, a new career. I wasn't going to be a forest ranger after all. So, went with my first love, sheepherder. So.
And how are your sheep?
Doing great. Doing great. As soon as we're off the air, I've got to move the lambs back to the ewes.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Finish off today's show. Question or comment, phone lines are open.
cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
And we're back with the closing minutes of today's show. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest, Brother Gregory Williams, with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org is the main website. HisHolyChurch.org, .info, and .net. Or you can write to them at Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon. Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone, 97640. 97640, and we've got a caller online. Who we got?
Kern Stafford. I have a question for Brother Gregory about this new 1099 rule that is going to into effect by 2012.
Yeah, January 1st, 2012.
I'd like to find out his comment on that.
Well, it's can't play the game without the mark of the beast.
That's right.
They said it caused that all men cannot buy or sell without the mark. And some people said, well, I can still go to the grocery store without a Social Security number. Well, you can't go to a grocery store without some money, and you can't get no money without a Social Security number. And this, what it is that any business that does more than $600 worth of business with you, like you buy a laptop or something, they're going to 1099 you. I can't imagine how they would be able to handle that kind of paperwork without, you know, a plastic Social Security card identifier, you know, a national ID. But that's what that's another thing they're pushing for. And it's not the only thing coming down the pike. I used to watch that really close. I've got the network to keep me informed. And we've known about it for some time, but you probably won't hear about it on Fox News.
No.
So, Kern, you in Colorado now?
I'm in Colorado, and we are sitting in a parking lot with our travel trailer behind us in Loveland, Colorado, right off of 34. Sitting in a parking lot looking at Bed Bath & Beyond. Oh, I shouldn't say that. And we're listening intently to the radio program. We pulled off the road to do that.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, and I hope you do make it out to the retreat. I know you're trying to work that in.
Right. And we may try to work in a visit beforehand. It just depends how things turn out.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll be calling
you. Just keep in touch, and we'd love to see you.
Yep. That'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kern's actually, we met him in the Carolina group. He's part of that network, but he's traveling around and meeting more people, and that's what networking's all about.
Yeah, we did. We've been to a couple of Tuesday meetings here in the Loveland area with Dan, and we hope to make a couple more meetings before we need to go back to the Carolinas. So
great.
That'll be good.
Great.
Well, Kurt, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. The retreat coming up here September 26th, 28th. They're in Summer Lake, Oregon. You can find out more on the website, hisholychurch.org. And I recommend, folks, you sign up. Get this network started. Get meeting face-to-face. And figure out... the assets that you, I mean, the Lord's given us all the assets we need. We just aren't using them, right?
Yeah, we've forgotten the ancient paths. You know, that I find it interesting you pulled that quote up because that was something I stumbled on many years ago. I said, ancient paths, what are those?
Brother Gregory, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll do it again soon. And remember, folks, the question is not, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? The question is, does he know you?